Most nights, I wake up screaming, like tonight. I wake up in that field that same night and get to relive it all over again. Would I have been able to stop them from leaving if I had just stayed and never gone to the park that evening? Would it have changed my fate if I had just run away when I saw that boy? It's always the same. Only this time, the boy isn't hiding. And although I can't make out any details on his face, I know it's him. And this time, he takes me with him instead of leaving me behind. By that lake, I know and remember so well, I can make out a cave right to the side of it. I've never noticed it before, but it's too eerie for me not to notice it this time. Cole, his name was. I remember it like yesterday. He retook my hand and said, "Come with me." He points toward the cave's mouth. "Go with you there?" I say, becoming aware that I don't know this boy and shouldn't be alone with him, although he is kind. "My parents will worry if I'm gone for too long. Will we be right back?" I asked as we walked closer to it. "I want to show you my home. I think you'd like it." "I can show you the flowers that grow in my home," Cole says as we clear the opening. "You live in a cave?" I asked curiously.
"No, silly. I'm taking you to the tropiary," he says, folding his shoulders.
"What?" I ask, not completely understanding. "It's my home. I will have to sneak you in. My family isn't too keen on humans. Still, if you're quiet, we can make it into the garden without anyone finding us." We come across what I can only describe as an archway of sorts. I can't see much of what's through it, but I can see green landscapes through a sheen of shimmering light. A shield of sorts, I notice. I reach for it, only for my hand to not be able to pierce the way through. "How is this possible?" I state more than I ask, inching my hand closer and running my fingers through the buttery, soft barrier. "There's more to this world than just the human one. There are hundreds more, thousands. Haven't you ever wondered what else is out there?" Cole states as he waves his hand over the barrier, and it disappears right before my eyes. But before we can walk through it, I'm jolted awake by my alarm. Squinting in the morning light that shines through my window and my open drapes, I roll over and shut the alarm, not wanting to wake the entire house up. I stretch my still limbs, go to my bathroom, and start my morning. Another wonderfully dreadful day, I think to myself. The morning is like any other. It's the same monotone routine. I get up, make myself presentable enough for school, and wake the other children up. There are four of us in total. Alice, who's 8, is the brightest and funniest of us, given what has happened to her in her short life. Mike is 15, and we're the closest in age. We both dream of the day we can leave this place and make it on our own. He's the best of friends, and the only reason I'm remotely sane. And little Samuel, who most days relies on me for everything. I reach Sam's room and crack the door open, but soon realize he must have already been woken up and taken downstairs. Going down the hallway, I reach for Mike's door, which swings open. I jump back, startled, as a petite blonde rushes past me and down the stairs without saying a word. "New girl this week?" I ask Mike in a mocking tone, making my way inside his room. He's sitting on the side of his bed, lacing up his boots.
"You know I get tired of them easily. Too much yapping."
He gives me a lazy smile and walks over to me, throwing his arm around my shoulder as we make our way out the door.
"Hey, I have an afternoon shift at the doggy mart today, so you're in charge after school. I'm counting on you, Mike." I poke him in the ribs to get his attention.
"You know I got your back,"
he states, waving me off as I enter the kitchen, kissing little Sammy's forehead and waving goodbye to Alice, who's fighting for dominance over the TV remote. I make my way out the door. I only have a few minutes to walk to school from the house. I've been walking to school for as long as I can remember. Only today, I decided to take the long way and cut through the park. I don't know why I do it. Maybe it was my dream last night, or my subconscious trying to ruin my day.